This is a HeadGum Podcast.
If I were you, I'd follow through on every single thing you said that we would do. I'd take your hand, you would be me. I'd make it easy so that easily you'd see. The best advice is given to you right here by JKH and Amir B.
How was that?
Very soothing.
That's correct. It was soothing.
Thank you.
You nailed it. You nailed the tone of it.
It shouldn't have been a test.
Yeah, he said it was a soothing theme song, and you nailed it.
Oh, really?
No, I made that up.
Of course.
This is Justin Kosiski. Kosiski, and he has a SoundCloud. So if you search soundcloud.com/Justin-Kosiski,
you're gonna have to spell that for people.
Kosisky.
Oh, easier than I thought.
Kosiski. Thank you, Justin. Big episode.
Huge.
We don't usually have shit to announce.
Yeah.
This is an announcement.
It's an announcement episode.
It's something we've been working on for how long, would you say?
I mean, I guess we've been talking about it for a year more.
I think more than a year. I think we were living in New York when we came up with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
No shit.
Because I remember Kunal was there visiting us. And like we went to the whiskey and we were coming up with names, remember?
That's true.
So we were at least in New York.
We could look at when we registered the domain.
Oh, I think it was 2 years ago in September.
Holy shit.
Anyway, it's a pretty cool thing. So
anyway,
let's
we follow through. Sometimes it only takes 2 years.
Sometimes it takes 25 months. You might have heard it at the top of the show. This is now a HeadGum Podcast.
That is correct.
HeadGum.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's right. That was Rose.
Fun fact.
Shout out to Rose for lending her voice. What is a HeadGum Podcast? What is a HeadGum? What is HeadGum?
Those are all questions we asked ourselves when we registered the domain
name.
Yeah,
we got the domain name first, and they're like, what's the business plan here?
We've got something.
I guess the idea was to make a podcast network, because we were a part of a podcast network last year,
mm-hmm.
and it was our podcast and a bunch of other podcasts.
Right, but you don't want to work for the guy. You want to be the guy.
I don't want to be the middleman. I don't want to pay the middleman. I want to be the middleman.
Right.
And we thought, instead of being on a podcast network with some people that we don't know, what if we just got all of our friends?
That's part two, because we don't want to be on. We don't want to start a huge podcast network with a bunch of nameless faces that we don't know, and we're just willy-nilly picking up podcasts.
Yeah, we want friends and family.
We approached only our friends and our family.
So, for example, Rosenberg twins.
Oh.
Dave and Jeff.
Oh.
We love them. We have them on our show as much as we can. But our show can't always be Jeff and Dave.
Mm-hmm.
But their show can be.
Yeah, and Mike Carnell.
That's right. So they have a show on our network.
Right. My three friends that I've known since I was like 13 or 14.
They now have a basically almost a spinoff, but not quite really.
Right.
It's
if you
just
like
them.
The episodes with Dave Rosenberg on our podcast, if you like the episodes with Jeff Rosenberg on our podcast, then I tell you what, you are going to love Mike Carnell.
Unfiltered. These are three friends that know each other so well. They've known each other for more than half their lives.
When I heard the first episode of that podcast, I was crying laughing. I could not contain myself. It has one of the funniest insults that Dave throws at Jeff. I won't spoil it, but just listen and you'll know the insult that I'm talking
their
about.
Their podcast is Twinnovations, and the idea is basically...
Is it Twinnovations or Twinnovation?
Twinnovation. Either way, it's Dave and Jeff coming up with business ideas and Carnell sort of moderating the two.
Carnell throws some in too.
Right. That's an example of a friend that wouldn't necessarily have a podcast on a network if he didn't know us and we didn't love them, and now you guys can enjoy it too.
Right.
Another example, Julia Nunes.
Oh, the Nooner.
Very funny, friendly, talented musician that we're friends with.
Mm-hmm.
She has such a distinct voice.
And we say, you know what? It's time we didn't just hear songs of hers.
Yeah.
It's time we hear words of hers.
Right.
So and her opinions and her opines.
So she had this idea for a podcast called That Was Us, where people bring in an old example of their writing. Actually, your episode, Jake, might be online right away.
Oh, I am. And things got real right off the bat. Yeah. We ended up talking about birth control.
Exactly.
So. Pretty solid.
You brought in like an old email that you wrote.
Yeah, I wrote an email to Planned Parenthood when I was 18.
Right. And I think I'm on episode 2 of that podcast. Every new podcast we have is available now on headgum.com. So we'll usually people have a set schedule, like ours will be every Monday. I think Dave and Jess will be every Thursday or Friday. Julia's will be every Wednesday. But we made sure that there's at least one episode online of every podcast for you to enjoy right now. Those are just two of the, I think we're launching with 10 or 11.
Yeah.
Your mom has a podcast.
My mother's doing one.
Your fucking
mom. One of
mom.
The first people to approach me.
Yeah.
She came crawling out the woodwork as soon as she found out I had a network.
You grilled her. Mm. You said, I want to see 50 ideas. And then you didn't even read the list. And you're like, let's see 50 more.
Never treat my mother this way. Never treat my mother this way.
Unlike the normal type of podcast, which is... 30-year-olds yelling at each other. Your mom's has a very...
It's just a soothing 50-year-old woman. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she wants me to say her age. I'll just go back to the age that she used to tell me to tell her friends when we ran into them at the mall.
Oh, that's good.
She's 35.
Okay, a soothing 35-year-old woman.
I got in real trouble one time when she was like... Someone asked how old she was. She's like, 35. I'm like, you're 37! Mom, you're 37! She got so mad. I love you, Mama. You don't look a day over 25.
What's your mom's podcast?
It's called The Easy Chair. Uh-huh. The idea is that her intro is just like, welcome to The Easy Chair. So let me tell you a story. And then she's just, week to week, my mom is a young adult fiction writer, which, anybody would know that because she promoted her young adult novel on our show.
That's true.
But week to week, she's just going to be reading a story.
And every episode is part of that short story that you read.
Yeah.
Also very enjoyable.
Quite soothing. Not unlike the intro song.
Then there are some podcasts that have been going on for a while that we incorporated or brought back, like Streeter's podcast.
Yeah.
Talk of Shame. Streeter had a podcast last year that took a hiatus, but we're basically begged him to bring it back. Where he has comedians/friends on to discuss most embarrassing stories with Streeter.
We were both on that episode.
That's true.
That podcast as well.
Yes, also true. Josh Rubin has another podcast.
The Mindhouse podcast. Josh Rubin is somebody that you should love already. He was on our show. He's really funny. He is just a really funny guy in general. You see him on College Humor everywhere.
Here's an episode you guys would love. Is he had Thomas Middleditch on.
And it's like just one unbroken bit pretty much the entire time.
It is so unfiltered, Middleditch and Josh Rubin. Almost too much, but not enough. And then he has interviews with other artists and actors and comedians trying to discuss their craft, how they became what they became.
And who they became.
There's other podcasts from some of our friends that you may not know yet. Podcasts that you should probably get into. For example, the Gilmore Guys.
Really, really good guys.
That's another podcast that has been around for a while.
Right. They're like into season 4 of dissecting the show, right?
Yeah. They are twice a week and they discuss episode by episode Gilmore Girls. So if you're a Gilmore Girls fan, highly suggested recommendation.
You know what? Even if you're not, it's pretty fun to watch them dissect a show like this.
Yeah. But if you are, it's especially good.
If you're looking for something to watch on TV, you should start the Gilmore Girls and start their podcast.
They also said we would be on their show soon, so hopefully that will happen as well.
Oh, my friends Laura Lane and Angela Spira. They have a podcast called This Is Why You're Single.
It's true.
It comes from their, they do a sold out comedy show by the same name in New York. They're writing a book by the same name. And I think they're a perfect female podcast for, you know, being single and dating.
Yeah, anybody can listen to us where it's just two dudes waxing philosophical about how dudes do dudes things.
Yeah, and I do know what I'm talking about.
And I can't speak for every gender.
In fact, don't listen to their podcast.
Listen to ours. But if you want a different opinion, a different angle, a different viewpoint, This Is Why You're Single, also on the HeadGum Network.
Listen to that podcast just for their jingle. It is so good.
Also, black men can't jump in Hollywood. That's about right. A different viewpoint from than ours. It's Jonathan Braylock, James III, and Jerome Milligan talking about African Americans and their place in movie, the film industry currently, and in movie history in general.
These guys are three black comedians from the UCB. They're super funny dudes, and I really love their podcast specifically because they will go on these rants that are just so funny, but then also there's like a bunch of times where they'll break it down into like really poignant social commentary.
Yeah, they flip back and forth between
the
two.
Actually powerful. So it's like there's not a lot of comedy podcasts out there that are like funny and make a point, and this is one of them.
And then I think the last one we haven't spoken about yet was Couple of Questions with Danielle, Joanna, and Claire, also friends of ours. And they interview couples who have been together for at least 2 years.
That's the minimum requirement. So there's nobody that's half-assed in here.
About just them and their relationship. And that one gets very in-depth and very cool and very interesting.
We did that one, and they were like, right off the bat, were asking us the most intimate personal questions we've ever been asked in an interview.
Yeah.
And we're like dodging and making jokes, and they're like, ha-ha. But really, when was the last time you two were mad at each other?
Right, we're like, whoa. Like, do you remember your first intense conversation together?
Yeah, when did you know you guys were really, really going to last, like be together?
Yeah. What does Jake provide that you can't get anywhere else? And what does Amir do that Jake doesn't do? I don't know if our episode is going to be first, but our episode is coming up from that. They're all, basically all these podcasts are... We try to choose the most interesting, also the most entertaining, not necessarily humorous, but sometimes very much so. And they represent different slices of life. There should be something for everybody. So if our podcast doesn't give you enough.
Right. Or especially if you like our podcast, then you know that you have the same taste as us. And we like all the podcasts we picked up.
And they're all on.
You also forgot to mention John Gabris.
Holy shit. There's too many. Yes, that is true. Okay, the last one we haven't talked about yet is the one that we've actually been the most involved in. So there's no real reason for us to forget.
Yeah, he was over literally an hour ago recording in our studio.
Maybe that's why he slipped my mind. John Gabris, one of the funniest guys we know, who has been on our podcast before. We specifically seeked him out and was like, do you have a podcast? Yeah. And he said...
He's so funny. He was like making me laugh doing Nature Box ads by himself.
He was great on our show, but he doesn't have a podcast because he doesn't know how to start a podcast. So we're like, don't worry, we'll take care of everything else. You just provide the show, and we'll hook you up. So Gabris's show, his pilot episode is us, me and Jake, on his show discussing what the show will be.
Because so
we didn't really know other than just like John Gabris being John Gabris.
Yeah, it's like he didn't need to have an idea for us to want him to do a podcast with us.
Yeah, his podcast is called High and Mighty. If you know Gabris, you'll understand how funny it is. And if you don't know Gabris, now is a great time to figure it out. Some of these shows have us on it already, which is sort of a good gateway, like Gabris's first episode, and then Jake's on Julia's first episode. Mm-hmm. Jake and I have done Streeter's podcast. We're going to do Josh's podcast. We're going to try to make an appearance on it, some of these podcasts. But give them all a try.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least, start with the ones that sound most interesting, and you can hear them all, hopefully, if everything goes well on the technological side,
right,
on headgum.com. That's HEADGUM.com.
And all these people are going to be like very active on their like respective social media, so let them know what you think. Let them know that you're enjoying it,
yeah,
you're listening, that you're checking it out. They'll be very excited.
We're all as excited as hopefully they are, as hopefully you guys are. So everyone's sort of, this is an exciting day, as right, it were.
Remember that part of every episode where we're like, hey, yeah, click on our links, get us advertisers. It helps us make the podcast better.
Yeah.
That's this.
Right, for
actually
them.
Happening.
Now.
Like, you guys did it enough that our podcast was successful, and we're using it to make more podcasts.
It does sound like we're just hammering it home, but I really do think our fans will like a lot of these shows. I don't know if you'll like every single one. Obviously, there's something for everybody.
I know they'll like every single one.
Really?
I like to do sort of a foolhardy confidence.
Yeah.
I think you'll love them all. Sorry. You will love them all.
Guaranteed. So that's it. That's
or your money back.
This is the official launch. We haven't promoted it. We haven't tweeted about it. We haven't Facebooked about it. So this episode of this podcast, Monday, August 3rd, is the official thrust. There should be the first episode, if everything goes well, for every single one of these podcasts. Do check them out. This is an exciting moment.
How do you feel about it?
I'm pumped. At first, we were like, let's start with four or five. You know, let's take it slow.
Well, didn't we first say let's start with 10, and then we only got like bites from three or four?
Right. And then by the time Garrett Boatman, very talented guy, built the website, by the time we got everybody else on board, we started thinking, oh, he should have a podcast. Oh, they should have a podcast. Oh, let's approach this person, this person.
Right.
We're at 11.
It's amazing.
11 for the launch. We chose a very busy time in our lives while we're working on our TV show to do this. So that's why I'm saying I hope this is all online. I hope everything's going well, because I think I might be too busy to fix anything if it breaks.
Yeah.
So in a perfect world, everything's online, available for you guys to bite into as soon as possible. And yeah, I guess we hope you like it, and thank you for checking them out.
You will like it. You will check it out. Appreciate that. Do you know, this makes me feel kind of like the first time we recorded a podcast. Do you remember the very first podcast that we recorded?
In my old apartment in Williamsburg?
Yeah.
Where we didn't, you sang the theme song. It was at my kitchen table.
And like the way I felt while we were doing it, it was like, I think we're having fun, but like, I have no idea if this will ever turn into anything.
Yeah,
it was like
you don't
the
know.
First, we had no idea if our podcast would be like, absolutely panned, like right. Like if you were going to be like, we only like the videos, Jake and Amir, don't talk, don't say anything, don't do a podcast.
It's true. It's people only knew us as these characters where they'd have to wait a week to watch 3 minutes of a sketch
clips. And yeah, like sometimes we do outtakes, sometimes we do like meet and greets or live streams or whatever, but podcasting was a scary one.
Yeah. Well, what podcast does that no other medium does is like, not only can you hang out in a seemingly very intimate environment, just you listening to us two, but it also, we can come up with 45 minutes of content a week. Like,
right.
Even if you have a great TV show that's 22 minutes or an hour a week for like 7 weeks or 20 weeks a year, this is like 45 minutes, maybe once, maybe twice a week for 3 years straight.
It's insane. And now that we have all these other podcasts with us, how much content are we helping to put out into the ether?
That's true. And all you guys listen to podcasts. This is the hard part, is getting people to listen. You guys are already listening. If you're hearing this, you're listening to a podcast. You know how it works. And hopefully you guys have a little bit more time on your schedule to enjoy some of these other podcasts. What else was I going to say? Oh, yeah, the name HeadGum.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't mean anything, kind of. It does not have any real meaning.
We've got different. First of all, do you want to tell everyone who came up with it?
I think you just did that.
Do you want to tell everyone?
I think it was Marty, right?
It's fucked up. Can't correct you because I'm not supposed to know. That's why I asked. Do you know who came up with it?
I actually can't remember. It was like one of those groupthink things, like where I said,
I can
like,
maybe search my email.
Head corn, and then
yeah,
like,
you said that is correct. Yeah, you said head corn.
I was like, that's pretty close.
That's better.
Yeah,
head corn's actually better.
Head gum. I think you said it, but I liked it the most.
I did say it, and then I lobbied against it.
Right. Well, I love it because it's fun to say, and it's easy to say, and it's easy to spell, and it's quick to write, and the domain name was available.
Yeah, and there are two real words.
Yeah, head and gum.
Yeah. The reason I like it is because it feels like fresh breath for your brain.
Mm.
It's like, hey, chew on one of our podcasts. It'll like...
It's candy for your mind.
Yeah, well, that's the other way to look at it, because like... Gum can be like minty, fresh, refreshing. Your breath, like, you know, your breath is bad, and the gum fixes it. It's like a cure. It's like you imagine a red, itchy red throat, and then like the lozenge goes in and everything turns to green.
Yeah.
That's what I imagine. It's like a messy orange brain. You listen to a podcast, and then all of a sudden,
it's freshness.
It's a nice green, healthy looking brain.
Is it too late to change the name to Mind Fresh or Fresh Mind? Because now that you're saying this, I
feel
like we have a lot
of Fresh Air podcast already.
That'd be great.
But then the other alternative is it's like a bubble, like bubble gum. Uh-huh. Is it a gumball for your brain? Because that's a little more playful. It's more fun.
Like that kind of shit. Yeah.
Which one do you think it is?
I think it's the first one, the one where it's fresh because it's like sort of light entertainment. It's
refreshing.
It lets you like you're on a commute, you're sitting in traffic. It's not a fun situation.
No one wants to be doing that.
Or you're at the gym, you're pumping weights, you're on an elliptical.
And I know you want to be doing that because you ain't going to the gym if you ain't going to the gym to work. You know what I'm saying?
Or you're doing dishes or you're doing laundry. It's a way to fill up space in your day in a more entertaining way. Holy shit. It's a way to fill up space in your day in a more entertaining way.
What do you say?
That's how, at least that's how I thought of it.
I thought of it. We should read that old email thread with some of the ones that we came up with.
Oh man, do we have we're just like us brainstorming?
Yeah.
Oh god, it's so long ago. Let's see the first email.
Just Google HeadGum and then go to your very first one that says it.
Yeah. There's 147 emails in my account that say HeadGum. Oh,
seems
no.
Like it should be way more.
Yeah, that was just the beginning of it. Oh, dear.
There's a way to go to last.
Oh, really? Oh, no, here we go. 337. Oh, my Lord. An 84. This is an email from Jake to me, September 4th, 2013.
Wow.
So this is soon to be 2 years ago. Here's a bunch of I just searched for. I bolded the ones I'm super into, including some before. I feel like let's make a move. Once we got this choice out of the way, we can get into the real shit, like ordering business cards and doodling a logo.
Classic me.
Pizza Thief. Good Game Team, Six Squad, Really Solid, Quilt Fort, Dope Force, Tic-Toe, HeadGum.
Wow, did I bold that one?
No, yeah, these are all bold. Done Bone, Backyard Mob, Backyard Squad, Tree Fort Trust, and Fort Built.
Fort Built.
And then you said, I still think Trustfall is perfect.
Yeah, Trustfall was a domain that we weren't allowed to get.
And then I said, I really like HeadGum. My sister-in-law said it's quirky and sounds like empty calories for your brain to chew on. Huh. But my brother says it sounds like getting gum stuck in your hair, which is bad. So that was the pros and cons of HeadGum at an early age. Then I found some websites that weren't available, but we could buy, like therecess.com for $1,100. Mm. I'm happy with HeadGum. I really am. Especially because the other ones we were considering is Braillecast and Doodly.
Doodly.
Yeah. Stiff Milk, Pod Stiff, Stiff Pad, Towel Fort. Oh, Towel Fort.
Towel Fort was good. I remember that was my vote.
Yeah, I like Towel Fort, but I like HeadGum more. Easy to say and spell. Towel Fort. Problem is Towel Fort. It's like I say that to my parents and they don't instantly understand it.
Yeah, no, it's not as good as HeadGum. HeadGum's nice. I think the more you say it, the like if anybody sturdy out there is bumping with it right now, just keep on saying it. Because I didn't vibe with it either, and now I love it.
It's
HeadGum.
It's sturdy. It's like thick and you like saying it. And
hey, tell you what, how about a little bit of free promotion right now from you to us? Turn to the person to your right or left and say, hey, I'm listening to a HeadGum podcast. Hey, just so you know, I'm listening to a HeadGum podcast.
Guy getting beat up on a bus. Leave me alone. Run to your door, lift up the window and say, I'm HeadGum as hell and I just can't take it anymore. Yeah, I don't know. Should we take a break? We've been talking for 25 minutes. Wow. Solid endorsement. We had a lot to say. We had to get this off our chest. This has been inside of us for 2 years. What an exciting day for us to finally expose it to the world. Most people don't work this long on anything. And I guess for a long time we were not necessarily actively working. But for the last couple months, we've been getting these people together, getting them recorded, getting them online. Thank you to the people at Spreaker for helping us out.
For real.
They're giving us hosting. They're making we're using their awesome player. So we really appreciate it. Spreaker. We really appreciate it. Garrett Boatman for building the website that looks so good. and everyone else that's helped us along the way, and all of our podcasters and all of our listeners. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and answer some fucking questions, for crying out loud. This is an advice podcast.
Finally.
Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Your favorite mattress, Jake, you sleep on a Helix.
Damn right. That's damn right.
So you know how comfortable it is. I assume Jill also enjoys her sleeping on a Helix.
I believe, yeah, her and her new boyfriend also sleep on a Helix.
You have a thruple situation, or it's two different beds?
No, I just, well, she in, not a divorce, the separation, she got the Helix, but then I was able to get myself a different Helix. So,
well, odds are you have two different Helixes because they offer 20 unique mattresses. So yeah. Whether does Todd sleep on his side, a stomach Dino, or do they just sort of spoon?
I don't know what kind of sleeper he is. I don't even know how much sleep they're getting, or if they're just having a lot of sex or whatever. But my Helix right now, I got a studio apartment in Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah. There's no better way to test out a new mattress. So like if Todd wanted to give it a 100-night trial, Helix not only has that, but they also have a 10 to 15 year warranty, which is kind of cool.
He's really smart like that. He often shops for something with a warranty.
He does Taekwondo, right? He's a black belt.
Yeah, he is a black belt. I don't know where he finds the time, because he's a doctor.
I wonder how Todd did on the Helix sleep quiz, which is just a few simple questions, and then they match your body type with the perfect mattress for you.
Yeah, well, no, he took the MCAT, so I feel like he probably was able to nail that test.
And the best part is, Helix is now offering 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Does Todd listen to the show?
He doesn't. I doubt
he's like
it.
He doesn't have time for podcasts, right?
Yeah,
radio shows. How's your little radio shows doing?
Yeah, right. Did I tell you I have a roommate in the studio? So I have a roommate,
Ryan. Right?
This guy Ryan.
Well, you or Ryan or Todd or anybody listening can go to helixsleep.com/segments. That's helixsleep.com/segments. They're offering 30% off. Oh my God, this is their best offer yet, and it won't last long.
Finally, some good news in my life.
And with Helix, your better sleep starts now. So do check them out. Support Jake. He needs it now more than ever.
Thank you.
That's helixsleep.com/segments. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It's an all-in-one website platform. For entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online, you know what Squarespace is. We've been talking about them for years now.
It's true. It's true. With good reason. They're legit.
It's the best way to build a professional-looking, I don't know, portfolio for yourself or a loved one. Maybe an online store you're looking to hawk some wares.
Yeah, you can earn using Squarespace, folks.
Yes, they even have a new Squarespace AI tool which updates written content on any website. You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. Like, what's available right now, Jake?
Snapplefacts.com. Snapplefacts.
Really?
You have to spell facts, F-A-X.
Yeah. Got
it. But it's still...
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's still relevant. It's still good.
It seemed
they're still making facts. Original spelling would be under taken. Snapple. Yeah. I haven't gotten
Snapple
in a while.
Do they even still sell Snapple? Snapple might be out of business.
No, they have. They're still Snapple. I've seen them around. Yeah.
Okay.
And I bet they still have facts. If you're drinking Snapple and using a fax machine, then goddamn, what an awesome era that you're stuck in. Yeah. So enjoy that.
Cryingbrian.com.
Crying Brian?
Not Crying Brian. That's taken. Cryingbrian.com.
Brian with a Y or an I?
Either or. Neither nor.
They're both not available. What do you want?
They're both emotionally unavailable, but for sale for sure, for the right price, for the best home.
Amazing.
And you could do it all with Squarespace.
Damn right.
What can you do to get the best deal possible? Well, if you head to squarespace.com/segments, you can save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain using that coupon code segments.
Oh yeah.
Ready to give it a shot? You can get a free trial at squarespace.com/segments. segments. And then when you're ready to launch your show, your website, I should say, you can save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain using that code segments.
Gorgeous.
So support them, support us, support yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Thanks.
Hey, we're back. Totally forgot to mention the mysterious 12th podcast, that homeless guy that just takes shits on a microphone for 2 minutes a week. And we try to guess what he eats or guess what he had that day for lunch.
Anyway, yeah. His first episode is also brought to you by Squarespace.
All right. HeadGum.com presents If I Were You. Do you want to answer some questions on the show?
Yeah, I'm down.
Should we talk about what the show even is? Or this one's for the fans. They get it.
Yeah, they understand.
They know. All right.
They know.
Here's a fake name. Rangi.
Rangi.
Rangi writes. This is a real email from a real person. Fake name. Preserve anonymity. Real people. Real emails. Here we go. It is currently 2:09 a.m. and I am sitting in my car outside a dingy gas station typing out this message to you. We will get to the present in a minute, but first some background. 2 days ago, my girlfriend and I broke up. We had been dating around 8 months. The breakup was sort of amicable because we're going to college in a month and she didn't want to go out with me anymore. I also have another ex-girlfriend that I dated for a year in high school, and she went to college, and we had a nasty breakup that was no good for anyone. Fast forward to now, 2 days after my more recent breakup, at about 12:30 a.m., while out with friends, I get a text from my ex-ex-girlfriend saying she's in town. We talk for a while and eventually arrive at the conclusion that we should meet up. The problem is, if I meet up with this girl, I know we'll hook up. She knows it, I know it, and if God was real, he would know it. I'm a very weak-willed person when it comes to making out with her. It's possible it could even escalate farther than that. Hence the convenience store where I'm buying an emergency box of condoms and some Sour Patch Kids while on my way up to meet with this vixen. So what I need from you two is to please record and upload a podcast in the next, say, 20 minutes that talks me out of this. But my ultimate question is, what are the ramifications of hooking up with someone soon after getting out of a relationship? I don't want to hurt the girl I just broke up with, and she will definitely be hurt if she finds out I went straight to my ex after I broke up with her. Thank you very much. Love the show. Love. Rangi. Go. Rangi.
Rangi.
Rangi. Is there a moratorium? Is there a break period?
If you break up with somebody, especially it sounds like if they break up with you.
Yeah, I think that's the nut. That's the kernel.
Right.
If you break up with someone, I think it is kind of a demo, a dick move,
mm-hmm.
a dyke move
mm-hmm.
to hook up with someone, let's say, in the next 3 days.
Okay.
Because that's like, hey, you clearly wanted to hook up with her right when we were breaking up.
Right. There are no laws anymore.
No laws.
There are no rules.
It's not a rule. It's not a law.
It's really just an unspoken thing that I think.
Yeah,
it's like, can you live with that guilt? Or can you live with keeping that secret? Because obviously, you know, you're going to go hook up with your ex and you don't want your... You're going to hook up with your ex-ex and you don't want your ex to know, right?
Right. How will they find out?
Yeah, it's probably going to be fine. You're not cheating on anybody. You're just going to hook up with someone.
Right.
Everyone is free, unencumbered, untethered stars in the universe right now.
Yeah.
You can hook up with whoever you want and it might hurt somebody, but you know what? You cut yourself off from that person.
Right.
And then definitely that applies if that person breaks up with you.
Right.
Then you should. Yeah.
You owe it to you. The countdown is on.
Yeah. Then, I mean, like, for sure go and, like, hook up with whoever you can.
But it's such a complicated... There's so many, like, different shades of this gray. Like, who broke up with who? Was it an epic breakup? Were you guys together for a long time? Does your ex-ex know your ex? Are you going to hook up with someone that knows both of you? There's just lots of gray area.
Tell me something, because my opinion on this has changed as I've gotten older. I'm wiser now.
Yeah.
I'm almost 30.
2 days away from being 30, I should say.
That is correct.
Just to continue this epic day.
So there is a time in my life where, like, if I broke up with someone and found out they hooked up with their ex-boyfriend, I would have been livid. I would have been so hurt.
Yeah.
But now if I did that, if I broke up with somebody and they went and slept with their ex, I would be like, that's understandable.
Yeah.
You wanted to go back and sleep with some, like, that's a good entryway back into being single. Because, like, you want to sleep with somebody else that's not your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Right.
But you don't want to sleep with a complete stranger. You want to go back to sleep with somebody that's familiar. Mm-hmm. It's like testing the water.
Right.
It's very... It's
new but old.
Yeah.
It's exciting but also comforting.
It would be fine with me if that happened. I would be like, yeah, good. That means we're getting over each other.
If I broke up with somebody and I heard that they hooked up with somebody else, I guess I would feel a little awkward because then it's like, oh, I was just hooking up with this girl. I shouldn't say hooking up with. I was the only one to be intimate with this lady for however long, 6, 12, 18, 24 months. And now the thought of her since that being physical and sexual and naked and with right. somebody else feels a little weird.
It makes that person like an alien to you all over again.
Yeah.
But I guess I just feel like that's healthy.
I remember back in the day, I broke up with somebody and I was like, it's good, it's over, we shouldn't be together, this is healthy. But then, like, somebody showed me a picture of them making out with somebody else. And I'm like, oh, this still, like, feels bad.
Why would someone show you that picture?
I think they were just like, I don't know. It wasn't like, look at this. It was just like, hey, look at, like, I don't know. It wasn't ill-natured, but it was just like, it felt weird. I'm like, oh, I don't really want to see that.
Right. I guess I wouldn't want to see it either.
Right. But, like, knowing that it happened, doesn't that make you feel a little gross?
I almost think of it as, like, thinking about my parents having sex. Like, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to, but I'm like, on some level, I like hope they have a healthy, happy
sex life.
Like, I want that for them. And the same thing with an ex. Like, I don't want her to go into a hole and be celibate and not have any fun.
Yeah.
I want her to get laid too, but I don't want to know about it.
You don't want to know your ex-wife's sex lives.
Exactly. You didn't have to make life plural. You made it not rhyme.
Ex-wife, sex life.
My ex-wife, sex life. Ex-wife, because the
apostrophe,
S from,
yeah.
I know, but because the S from sex, uh-huh. You sort of don't need to make the life's plural. Ex-wife, sex life.
Oh, my ex-wife, sex life.
It sounds, yeah.
Yeah. Then we agree.
The double S, yeah.
Yeah. But it's, what did this guy ask? Oh,
he asked if it's okay to go and hook up with his ex.
Yes, it's okay. We don't have to talk you out of it. I am kind of wondering why you bought some Sour Patch Kids in addition to the emergency box of condoms.
I just done that.
I hope you're using the condoms correctly. I hope you're not stuffing them with Sour Patch Kids. I hope the Sour Patch Kids was just a little treat for you.
He's using the Sour Patch Kids to plug up his urethra.
So you do you, you know?
You got to do you.
And you're right. There are no rules once you're broken up. It's just like a polite thing.
Right. There's the unwritten etiquette.
Yeah.
And I think that usually goes towards like, did that XX like negatively affect your relationship? You know, if I say I was going out with somebody and this girl's ex-boyfriend was always hitting on her and always saying like, hey, let's get a drink. I just want to be your friend.
Like, right. Like that
maybe
guy.
Maybe then that would really bother me.
Yeah. If you don't want always, to be like that guy.
If he was a like a wedge that drove us apart.
Yeah.
And then I was like, we were breaking up and then she hooked up with him. Then I would be pretty fucked. But if it's like, it sounds like this relationship came to a natural end and it was fine.
Right.
So I think it's okay.
But then like, what's the amount of time that will like actually, if the other person found out, wouldn't feel that mad? Like you're always going to be mad. Right.
There's
like,
no amount of time. It always just has to happen. It just like, but it's
like, oh, he only waited 3 days. Oh, he only waited a week. Oh, he couldn't wait a month. Oh, he couldn't wait 2 months. Right. It's only been 3 months.
It doesn't matter. But it's always going to feel weird. So you might as well like not overthink that part of it.
Right. All right. Ooh, a question from a lady.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a lady's name?
Delanga.
All right. Delanga writes, I am a lady emailing you about a problem with a guy I am, quote, exclusively dating. Background, I met this guy on Tinder. He turned out to not be a murderer. We get along great. We've been dating for 2 months now, though I was abroad for 3 weeks of that, and we sexed often. A couple weeks ago, I had real life, real good sex with him. Now we don't text as much, but he'll still sext me a lot. Also, he stopped taking me on dates, though before they were very impromptu and revolved around food. Now when we hang out, we end up in his bedroom hooking up and watching Netflix. Don't get me wrong, hooking up is great, and he's not always the instigator. But I don't just want to bang this guy. I honestly feel like that he really likes me, but he's making me feel like a fuck buddy. So much so that yesterday I texted him saying, hey, take me on a real date. I'm not your fuck buddy. And he thought I was joking. The crux of the issue is, how do I make him treat me like a soon-to-be GF and not a fuck buddy without looking like a crazy bitch? Give me advice, please. Thanks. Delengov.
That's really hard. That's a really hard question.
Here's what I think.
Okay.
I think early on, guys sort of choose one way or another with ladies.
Are they courting or are they fucking?
Yeah. I think some guys are like, oh, I don't necessarily want to date this lady in a traditional way. I'd rather just bone them.
Right.
And then sometimes they're like, oh, I want to really treat this lady like a GF and not like an FB. Less, mm-hmm. more formal, less cash.
Right.
Unless you're young and then you just want to bone anybody, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and it does that happens both ways.
But the fact that he is trending you towards fuck buddy makes me think that he just wants you as that.
It is no bueno. I will say that they've been doing this for 2 months, and they did go on lots of dates that revolved around food. There's a chance that he is just moving faster towards relationship than you are. Like, because going over and hanging out in bed watching movies and fucking sounds like,
oh, that's like,
that sounds like
two.
they've been together for a year,
right?
Oh, so maybe he's accidentally sped up the courtship process,
right? He's so far ahead of the game instead of behind. But if you specifically asked him, hey, take me on a real date, and he still doesn't do it,
right? I would say that text was a little aggressive.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a more positive way to say, like, hey, you say, I want to take you on a date. Like, invite him on. You create a date. You don't have to say, I demand to be taken on a date. I'm not just your fuck buddy.
Right.
Like, show him with your actions that you're not a fuck buddy. Like, if he says, come over my house tonight, you say, not tonight, but tomorrow, let's get dinner.
And then he'll say, I'm okay with the dinner. I'd really just like to have sex with you.
I think there's
to
just
me,
more...
you are a buddy. To me, you are a buddy.
You are a
I...
buddy of fuck.
you are a buddy fucker.
You're a pal fucker.
You're a friendship fuck fest.
A sex friend.
If you will. So do you think it's too late for her?
I don't think it's too late. But I think that there needs to be... I'm not even sure there needs to be a discussion. I do think that something needs to change if this is the way you feel. And I do truly think you can be the instigator. You do not have to wait around for him to treat you the way that you want to be treated. You suggest and make moves towards him treating you.
Yeah, and then if the dates are fun, he'll want to start planning them.
Right.
Or you'll plan the next 10 dates and then you'll be like, hey, what's going on here? I'm the only one planning dates.
Yeah, I mean, if he keeps on, I think what the move to do is, rather than getting mad and asking for what you want, you sort of do what you want. And if he's not on board, if he's not like embracing it, then you're like, then you talk to him like, hey, I'm trying to like inject some romance into this thing, and you kind of just want to watch TV and pork. And then he's like, well, so I'm sorry, that's what I want out of this relationship. And then you say, all right, brother,
peace out. What if he's like, I'll go on dates with you, but every half hour I'm lying on the ground, I'm planking face up, and you better ride my dick.
I think then you're like, all right, well, let's go to TGI Fridays.
Okay.
And
I will do that. I will go to TJ Fridays. Just know 30 minutes on the dot. I will make my body stiff, so stiff that I will slide out of my chair.
Then you let him do that.
I will end up under the table.
Or on top of the table.
Or on
top of the apps.
I will be on top of a potato skin basket, on top of a jalapeno popper.
With a medium dick, because it's not gonna get fully hard unless you ride me. And then when he does that, you just take you add it to your Snap story and save the Snap as well. Oh. And you can circulate that video around online to shame him in the way that he deserves.
We might be getting ahead of ourselves, but maybe that's the case. Dare we answer one more question?
Wow. I say let's do it, because this has been a long episode of us mentioning podcasts. You guys deserve it.
You guys have earned it.
But let's, before we do that, just mention one more time. Check out headgum.com. Listen to all our podcasts, please.
Yes, if you guys leave this podcast wanting more entertainment, from not only ourselves, but from our friends and our loved ones and our mother.
And my mother.
Headgum.com. Enjoy. Third question from a dude. We'll call him Rise.
Together we
rise. I just graduated from college in the spring and have been working full-time for about 2 months now. I work for a startup in Philadelphia and I genuinely like it. The people are great. The work keeps me busy without being overbearing, and everyone, for the most part, has a real work hard, play hard mentality, which, as a 22-year-old recent grad, is exactly what I'm looking for. But here's the problem. Another guy my age was also hired to a very similar position as I. So we're basically doing the same thing. It makes it a little competitive, but in a good way, as it's friendly and he pushes us both a little harder. However, this guy really believes in the work hard, play hard mentality, as he's been going to the bathroom several times a day to do a little bit of the quote white girl. Obviously, I'm a little uncomfortable by this, but it's kind of hard to ask him to stop doing. Here's the thing. The bathroom visits seem to be working because his sales have been through the roof since he started doing them, to the point that if he keeps it up, I could start making my performance look bad. So here's my question. How do I handle this situation? Do I tell him he needs to stop in the friendliest way possible? Do I go to my boss and tell him what's going on? If someone is really crushing it at work with the aid of something illegal, is that a moral no-no? I really like this guy too, so I don't want him fired, but it's going to be harder and harder to keep this thing under wraps if it goes on. Please help. Love. Rise.
Rise. That is a real problem.
It's funny, when I first read this question the first time, when he said he's going to the bathroom to do a little bit of the white girl, I thought he meant masturbating. Yeah.
That shows how cool you are, dude. Yeah.
Turns out he means cocaine.
Yeah.
He is going to the bathroom, work buddy slash competitor is going to the bathroom, snorted cocaine and kicking ass at his job. And this guy's like, huh, what do I do now?
Right.
This is a tough
situation.
Tell
the boss, and he's like, oh, that's what a bad news. I don't know if we should say or do anything.
Because his numbers are really, really good.
Yeah, I'm like, I have a hard time buying, you know, what you're selling here. I really think he might be okay.
Well, here's like the different ways to go back and forth. It's like, on the surface, tell on him. He's doing something bad. And then it's like, all right, let's go a little deeper. You know what? He's not necessarily hurting anyone. He's doing a good job at work. You don't want to be a tattletale. And then you go even deeper than that. This guy's developing a drug problem.
Yeah.
I have to help him. I have to help him on a moral level, for he's doing a pretty hard drug several times a day.
At work. I think that's where I end up too. You can't do cocaine at work. I think like this problem would likely sort itself out eventually, because maybe like for a while the cocaine is going to give him like,
yeah,
that like, woo, all right, we're going to sell stuff. And then, but like pretty soon, and this does happen with cocaine, you're going to be like, yeah, woo, I need more cocaine. Woo. Yeah. All right. More cocaine. Where's the rest of the cocaine? Like,
what do you want to do for lunch?
you don't stay productive on it. You
just want like, more of it.
Yeah. You become dependent on the cocaine, and then you'll just want to do cocaine all the time. You won't really think about sales.
It is funny to imagine him hyped up on cocaine, microwaving like a lean cuisine lasagna by the microwave, or doing something really mundane at work,
right?
Like watching, like trying to fix the coffee machine, or banging on a microwave,
or like
to get
picking
to
up stuff from the printer, but it's not all yours. And you have to, like, somebody else printed like a return label from Zappos.
Yeah,
like, is this yours? Woo!
How do I get these to collate? Woo! Seriously, this 5-in-1 office workstation, I really can never get it to fax or scan. Woo!
I think I'm disconnected from the printer. Woo!
What's the router? What's the router?
What's the IP? Woo!
What's the Wi-Fi? Because I keep getting disconnected. Woo!
Is it anybody else just connected to the Ethernet? Woo! Woo!
My Outlook calendar is in syncing up with my phone. Woo! It's starting to crash. Oh my god.
Has anybody seen my favorite mug? Woo. Woo.
Every time I try to heat liquid up in the microwave, it kind of splatters everywhere. Woo. But I can't really wrap it in paper towel cuz that gets really wet. Woo.
Yeah, does anybody want to get in on the seamless order?
He's by himself in the office.
It's Sunday night.
So I think since two of those flip-flops angle towards you helping this guy, you should, but do you do it to his face or do you tell on him?
If you want to be a real man, I think you go to him. You say, hey, you're doing cocaine at work. It's clearly not okay. Do you want to change? Do you want to do something? Because otherwise,
be better,
like,
for this?
Yeah. Something has to happen. It's not acceptable.
Yeah. Or if you want to be like a fucking gentleman, a true man, look your boss straight in the eye and you say, I am here to tattle a tale and it's not going to be good. But I'm coming to you like I'm a young adult. I'm a 22-year-old man now. I'm out of college. I have to take care of my own business.
Sir, I'd like to tattle on my friend.
I would like to sit here, stare you in the eyes and say, sir, I have a tattle.
Tattles aren't for drugs.
Hmm.
You can't tattle on a drug. Weed, maybe.
Yeah.
But if someone has a drug, like a legit problem... It's not called tattling. It's called helping.
So would it help to go straight to him?
I think the move is to go straight to him because it gives him a chance to come out ahead of it.
Yeah. And then if it doesn't, then it's like, but it's, you got to really not care about confrontation to go straight to a guy about something like this.
I know.
If you can do it, if you can do it, more power to you.
I don't think I could do it, but I think that's the right thing to do.
Yeah. So if I were you, I wouldn't do it because I'm a wiener head, but I think you should do it.
But you know what? I'm never going to work in sales, so it's not really my issue.
Is it? Mercy. Do you have to dial 9 to get out? Woo! all right. That's it. That's it. That's our time. Fortunately, you now have many other podcasts to enjoy as part of the HeadGum Network. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you have your own questions, your own emails, your own theme song submissions, send them all to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. The opening one was written by Justin Kosiski. And this closing is by one of our favorite ladies, Ali and Lizette, who have done a bunch for us. And this is an Am I Wrong cover.
Oh, yeah.
So one last time, this is Jake and Amir for If I Were You and the HeadGum Network. We're saying goodbye. Woo!
Worshipping the words and all they say. They ain't trying to do what everybody else doing, just cause everybody doing what they all do. If one thing I know, this is a hoe. You'll swipe your left, you'll swipe your right, it doesn't even know. Those who choose the hashtag go, always do what they advise. Jake's a bitch, Amir's a bro, listen to their podcast show.
That was a HeadGum podcast.